We didn't actually sleep under the stars because I remember we were in the coach for 17 hours straight. Because I think so, I can't remember, so it was like something happened, and women aren't don't need to actually sleep in Muzdalifah. It's just the men that need to. I think women can, but it's optional. And I think because of the practicalities, we just got on the coach, and then it took us like longer than the men to get there, and it was like very. That's the thing with Hajj, just traveling in coaches. It's quite difficult because there's so many coaches, obviously. So Muzdalifah wasn't. It was significant because you're picking up the stones, and as you pick them up, you're thinking of a sin that you want to eliminate. So what does this stone represent to me, and what do I want to get rid of? And then when you're actually there stoning the pillar, obviously it's again there's the historical element comes out. So when so obviously there's the idea that Prophet Abraham was tested on three occasions, and he was t and it's an interesting question. But then you're thinking, what's my Ismail? So he was asked to sacrifice his beloved son for God because that's what his sort of ultimate test of submission was. So then at the time you're thinking, what's my sacrifice? What am I going to sacrifice for God? In my life. And so there's that sort of again there's that reflection, and it's again it's a very personal aspect of it. With the stoning it's really difficult because like there's so many people throwing stones at you and you get hit a lot. I remember like it was really difficult. I did the first two pillars on my own, but then the third one I couldn't do it, so I had to ask my brother to do it for me. I think because a lot of the people doing it were men. And they had sort of little weapons in their hands, and not everyone had great aim. I think to be honest, looking back, I probably could have done it if I'd have been a bit more patient. So maybe that was my downfall. But I think at the time, I just felt like it was a bit difficult, so I just gave it to my brother. I was really happy because you feel like you've achieved something, and it's sort of. Not the end of a journey, but it's not the end, but you just feel like it's the beginning of something, and you've been through a lot since then, and it's really nice. I don't with the sacrifice. I don't. I wasn't there to. I have no idea. I was just told your sheep has been sacrificed, so I was like, that's good. To come out of ihram, you either cut your hair or your nails or do one of the things that you're not allowed to do. And then when that happens, you're just like everyone's hugging each other and everyone's like congratulating each other, and it's really that's what I remember about that day. That was the best Eid ever compared to like that one. There's not going to be any good. Eid is good, but isn't for example the Eid after Ramadan is good because you feel like you fasted and you've done something. But then this Eid is when you're in Britain and you've not been on Hajj. It's almost like you don't really deserve an Eid because you've not really done much. Especially when you've had the experience of actually having done something and then hopefully being worthy of some sort of reward.